Out of the dark, Devon. Sir, the scouts are in. You were right, sir. Lee's coming this way, all right. Buford focused. What have you got? Those troops we ran into today were A.P. Hill. His whole corps is back up the road between here and Cashtown. Longstreet's corps is right behind him. Ewell's corps is coming down from the north. They were right in front of Harrisburg, but they've turned back. They're concentrating in this direction. Buford nodded. He said absently, Lee's trying to get around us, get between us and Washington. And won't that charm the Senate? He sat down to write the message to Reynolds, on a gravestone by lantern light. His hand stopped of itself. His brain sent nothing. He sat, motionless, pencil poised, staring at blank paper. He had held good ground before and sent off appeals, and help never came. He was very low on faith. It was a kind of gray sickness. It weakened the hands. He stood up and walked to the stone fence. It wasn't the dying. He had seen men die all his life, and death was the luck of the chance, the price you eventually paid. What was worse was the stupidity. The appalling, sick stupidity that was so bad you thought sometimes you would go suddenly, violently, completely insane just having to watch it. It was a deadly thing to be thinking on. Job to be done here. And all of it turns on faith. The faces were staring at him, all the bright apple faces. He shuddered with vague anger. If Reynolds says he will come, Reynolds will come. An honorable man. I hope to God. Buford was angry, violently angry. But he sat down and wrote the message. He was in possession of good ground at Gettysburg. If Reynolds came quick, first thing in the morning, Buford could hold it. If not, the Rebs would take it, and there was no ground near that was any good. Buford did not know how long his two brigades could hold. Urgent reply. It was too formal. He struggled to make it clear. He stared at it for a long while and then sealed it slowly, thinking, well, we aren't truly committed. We can still run. And gave the message to the bucktooth lieutenant, who took it delightedly off into the night, although he'd been in the saddle all that day. Buford felt the pain of old wounds, a sudden vast need for sleep. Now it was up to Reynolds. He said to Devon, how many guns have we got?
Sir? We have one battery, sir, is all. Six guns.
Caliph's battery, that is, sir. Post them out along that west road, the Cashtown Road. Buford tried to think of something else to do, but it was all suspended again, a breezy vacancy. Rest until Reynolds sends the word. He sat down once more, back against a gravestone, and began to drift slowly away, turning his mind away as you shift a field of vision with your glasses, moving to focus on higher ground. He remembered a snowstorm. Young lieutenant delivering military mail. Days alone across an enormous white plain, lovely to remember. Riding, delivering mail. He dreamed. The wound began to hurt. He woke to the sergeant, bow-legged course. The man dragged drearily by on a spattered horse, raised disgusted eyes. The husband, by God, is an undertaker. He rode mournfully off. The sound of music began to drift up the hill from Gettysburg. A preacher from the seminary began a low, insistent, theological argument with a young lieutenant, back and forth, the staff listening with admiration at the lovely words. The staff began to bed down for the night. It was near midnight when the bucktooth boy came back from Reynolds, panting down from a lathered horse. Buford read, General Buford, hold your ground. I will come in the morning as early as possible. John Reynolds. Buford nodded. All right, if you say so. The officers were up and gathering.
Buford said to the buck-toothed boy, "Did he say anything else?"
"No, sir. He was very busy."
"How far back is he?"
"Not 10 miles, sir, I don't think."
"Well," Buford said. He faced the staff, the eager, the wary. "We're going to hold here in the morning." He paused, still fuzzy-brained. "We'll try to hold long enough for General Reynolds to come up with some infantry. I want to save the high ground if we can."